Welcome to Global Venture in Review. My name is James Mawson, founder and editor-in-chief of Mawsonia, which publishes three titles: Global Corporate Venturing, Global University Venturing, and Global Government Venturing. This podcast will review past week's excitements and news over the past week from those three titles. And this week's been a very exciting day because on Friday was Bill Maris's last day at GV, the corporate venturing unit he helped to set up for search engine provider Google back in 2009. But while it's a sad day for Bill, he's described it to New York Times as mission accomplished for his achievements in building up a $2.4 billion asset management unit for Google. It's a new start for David Crane, who has taken the CEO position at GV, formerly known as Google Ventures, and who will have a tough act to follow in Maris. Crane, however, is a veteran at Google. He was promoted from general partner to managing director at GV back in October 2014 when he started to co-manage the fund with Maris. He's participated in and led investments in a wide spectrum of startups, including Juicero, which makes a $700 juicer and was a deal he called the most complicated business I've ever funded, as well as ride-hailing service Uber, smart thermostat maker Nest, which Google acquired, and crowdfunding platform CircleUp. Crane has actually spent 17 years at Google, having joined as Director of Global Communications and Public Affairs in 2000, when he was overseeing the company's worldwide communications program. Other people news, we've seen a couple of other departures. Vosik Shamasev, a venture partner at Japan-based corporate venturing unit Tel Venture Capital since 2014, is leaving to pursue opportunities in Canada. Global Corporate Venturing will be doing a one-day government workshop in October for the Canadian government on innovation trends before we're collaborating on a partnership with them in April for a CVC delegation to go to Canada as part of a larger venture conference. Easy Vidra, who helped found GV's aborted European branch back in 2014, has taken the Chief Innovation Officer role at Clinical Trial Connection platform TrialReach. So a couple of interesting departures there. We've also seen a new hire in Travis Skelly has joined Citi's strategic investment subsidiary, Citi Ventures. He joined from venture capital fund FinTech Collective as a senior vice president. No announcement yet from Citi on Debbie Hopkins' replacement though. And Joydy Bose, who joined Cisco from Intel Capital back in 2007 and has overseen its corporate venturing activities in the Asia-Pacific region. Deals such as Parallels just scraped the surface of his contribution in CVC since 2000. But as the director of NeoLeap, an accelerator and with potentially new fund, he's staying involved in the venture scene. And in less of a people move, but an interesting sort of catch-up, Global Corporate Venturing's Rob Levine had a chat with Marcin Hedzka, who's Intel Capital's new MD for Greater Europe and India, who spoke to GCV about the unit's investment approach and adds what he's called its pathfinder investments to a strategic focus that includes cloud and data center technology, IoT, or Internet of Things, and connectivity. Intel Capital recently led funding rounds for four companies last week, three of which are related to Israel, one of Hedzka's key geographies. So quite a few people moved, but on fundraising, it's been a little quieter as we go through August. Telstra and Telecom Indonesia have formed an investment pact. The telecom company's corporate venturing units, Telstra Ventures and Metra Digital Invest Armor, have agreed to collaborate on Southeast Asian startup funding. Also in Asia, we've seen Infosys has lined up a $50 million Stellaris commitment. The $500 million innovation fund formed by Infosys will make its second limited partner commitment to a venture capital fund, providing the $50 million to India-based Stellaris. On exits, we have a couple of big ones, actually. Walmart has agreed to acquire Jet.com in a $3.3 billion cash and share deal, said to be the largest ever acquisition of an e-commerce company, and which will be marked down as a big win for investors, including Alphabet, which owns GV, Google Ventures, and Alibaba. Alphabet's corporate venturing unit, then called Google Ventures, first invested in Jet, a post-money valuation of $600 million only 18 months ago. So pretty big win, pretty quickly. You can see why Bill calls it mission accomplished. Other exits, CME Group, which owns, well, probably the world's largest stock exchange provider. Looks like it's secured a decent exit from deep learning technology provider Nirvana Systems just over a year after its corporate venturing vehicle, CME Ventures, took part in a $20.5 million Series B round. Intel has bought Nomura in a deal reportedly worth $408 million and will use the startup's expertise and IP to beef up its own artificial intelligence capabilities. Brandon Gath at CME said, "We're very excited for the team at Nomura." End quote. The company, interestingly enough, has also raised $25 million in venture funding before the exit and has a contract with the US Intelligence Corporate Venturing Unit, IncuTap. So, M&A deals seem to be on the up right now, and another sizable acquisition. Myriad Genetics has agreed to buy precision medicine developer AssureX Health for up to $410 million, giving exits to Mayo Clinic and Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. AssureX had raised about $84 million in equity and debt and will boost molecular diagnostic company Myriad's neuroscience offerings. Naspers, a South Africa-based media company, has agreed to squeeze out CitrusPay acquisition. The mobile payment technology provider CitrusPay is set to be bought for up to $180 million in a cash deal that will allow e-commerce companies Econtex and Binos to exit through the Naspers acquisition. Other deals we've seen at IPO. Protagonist Therapeutics has raised $90 million in an IPO that gives exits to pharmaceutical firms Johnson & Johnson, Eli Lilly and Pharmstandard, which collectively held a 45% stake in the company. The proceeds will go to advancing Protagonist's lead IBD, or irritable bowel disorder, I think, treatment candidate through phase 2b clinical trials and a second candidate to the start of a phase 1 trial. And J&J's Tom Heyman will be a keynote speaker at our next Global Corporate Venturing and Innovation Summit in Sonoma, California, which will be held on 24th to 26th of January. And one that could be an exit soon, we see Mapper has pointed to an IPO as it raised $50 million from Google Capital, another corporate venturing unit owned by Google and Alphabet, and Qualcomm Ventures, which reinvested in Mapper, bringing the company's overall equity funding to $194 million. As it prepares for this initial public offering. And on the investment side, it's been, again, quite a busy week, actually. Even though it's mid-August, we've seen CVRx, the producer of an implantable treatment for heart failure, resistant hypertension, has sealed $93 million in equity funding, $57.7 million of which will be provided up front, and the rest dependent on operational milestone. Johnson & Johnson Innovation, or JJDC, led the round, which also included a GSK-funded Action Potential Venture Capital Corporate Venture Union, and which has raised together with $20 million of debt. Mike Chisano, VP at JJDC, said CVRX's 15 years of startup success as indicates how an innovation in one area, in this case hypertension, could lead to a bigger thing, such as its heart failure treatment, which is now in phase 3. Mike and JJDC said it was also looking to hire consumer CVC specialist for Silicon Valley, so any interested applicants, do reach out to Mike. J&J has continued its run under Tom Heyman, who you'll be able to hear at the GCVI Summit. When it led the Series E round, which included Kaiser Permanente and Mayo Clinic, in taking the medical device company Torax $25 million round. That takes the company's total funding past the $100 million mark. And Moderna Therapeutics, which closed the largest round ever by a VC-backed drug developer in 2015. One of the investors in that round, pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, has invested another $140 million to take its stake in the mRNA therapeutics company to 9%. So definitely a unicorn, as that company seems to be valued at more than $1 billion. And the investment was made just over 2 weeks after Moderna and AstraZeneca revealed they had filed a clinical trial application in Germany for a cardiovascular disease drug candidate they have jointly developed. Going down some of the other investments, Turner, a US media company, has led a $45 million round for female-focused digital media company Refinery29, part of a strategic collaboration that will involve it developing video content for Turner's TV channels. Partnership is a reflection of the increasing importance of video in digital media. Comes after Turner took part in a round for Mashable, another online media property moving into video earlier this year. And one of the giants of the media set world, Walt Disney Company, had been set to team up with a Major League Baseball in a funding round for daily sports platform FanDuel last year, but pulled out at the last minute. But the two have now formed a partnership of a different kind, with Disney agreeing to pay $1 billion for a one-third stake in BAMTech, the online video streaming platform spun out of MLB. BAMTech will also set up a paid video subscription platform for Disney subsidiary ESPN as part of the deal. And just a stunning deal. This not by size, but look at the investors. We've seen Andy Bechtolsheim, who was a Sun co-founder and Google's original angel. He put in 100K back in the late 90s. And Diane Greene, who was a VMware co-founder and is on Google's board as head of cloud. Along with corporates, Major League Baseball and the Los Angeles Dodgers have backed Experial, a US-based provider of a mobile app development tool that works with internet-connected equipment in sports stadiums and other facilities. That was a $7 million round for Experial, so not the biggest, but could this be the best syndicate ever? But continuing down the other investments, we've seen Belgium-based Take Eat Easy may have shut down last month, but another European online food delivery platform, Deliveroo, is going from strength to strength. Deliveroo raised $100 million in November and has added $275 million, less than a year later with its Series E round featuring Nokia Growth Partners. NGP managing partner Paul Aisle told GCV it made it the investment as Deliveroo's technology can be linked to its connected fund. Healthcare concierge service Accolade has added $70 million from investors including Andreessen Horowitz and Madrona Venture Group to the $22.5 million in its Series E funding raised from Akisa Ventures and Independence Health last year, taking its overall funding to almost $150 million. Accolade, which is also backed by Comcast, will spend the money on R&D, platform development, sales and marketing. Comcast has been having a busy week or so. Andrew Clennon, partner at Comcast Ventures, told GCV that AR and VR were hot topics along with AI and machine learning and re-emergence of subscription models for its highly verticalized online content is a trend, particularly as advertising continues to come under pressure from Facebook and Google algo evolutions, end quote. Global Corporate Venture will be looking at the media and telecom sector for the September issue. So any thoughts and feedback on the media world, most welcome. But Comcast has been one of the most active. Its other deals reflect its focus on these strategies where it targets interactions and natural language technology producer, which boosts its overall funding to $150 million in a $56 million round backed by Comcast Ventures, New Spring Growth Capital and Revolution Growth. And Axial capitalizes also on Comcast backing to raise $40 million. The online capital market operator Axial took its overall funding to $33.5 million since 2010, as Comcast made its second investment in the company. Virtual reality continues to be one of the biggest stories in the startup space this year, as NextVR closed an $80 million Series B round at a pre-money valuation of $800 million. Series A investors included Time Warner, Comcast, of course, Madison Square Garden and Dick Clark Productions, joined by Asian corporates such as Citic Guan, NetEase, SoftBank and Found Group, and NextVR will use the cash to further develop its VR broadcasting technology and expand internationally. And then another VR company, Kaltura, which has been at the online video game longer than NextVR and is gearing up for an IPO, raised $50 million from Goldman Sachs' private capital investment group. And the company, which claims to provide the broadest set of video products and capabilities to customers across all industries, has been around for a decade. Its only funding came from backers including Nokia Growth Partners, Mitsui, and Intel Capital. And Unix, the Chinese developer of an advanced connected point-of-sale system, has secured $45 million in a Series B round backed by one of its customers, in this case fast food chain Ajisen Ramen. Firm invested $17 million as part of the round, which follows $16 million from GSR Ventures, FH Capital in November 2015. One more, which is worth taking a look at. Corporates dished up another $30 million for iFood. Movili and Just Eat have reinvested in the Latin American food delivery platform, which will expand by buying Just Eat subsidiaries in Brazil and Mexico. Brazil, we're working with the Brazilian government for an event on October 24th to 26th down in Sao Paulo. So any interested people to join a delegation to meet senior ministers and the local Brazilian corporations, VCs and entrepreneurs, do let me know. My name's James Mawson. You can get a hold of me at jmawson, J-M-A-W-S-O-N, at mawsonia.com. Thanks very much. Have a good week.
Global Venturing Review was produced by In Ear Production. You can find out more by going to inearproduction.com.